KID crew, I am so happy to be sharing some Christmas magic with you today. I came across this really sweet story. It's a Reader's Digest Christmas story. And this man is reflecting on the fact that back in 1961, his family was on their way from Seattle to a brand new assignment on the East Coast. And this big life change was happening right before Christmas. So they pulled into the new town on the East Coast. They check into this motel, and the small children are very worried. They have all kinds of questions and concerns. They want to know how Santa is ever going to find them in a motel. And they're pretty concerned that their gifts are going to be delivered to their old house in Seattle. Well, the parents try to console them, and they decide, you know what, we're gonna go to the store and get some holiday decorations and make this motel feel like home. So as they're driving to the store, Santa is at the corner, and he flags them down fast and furiously. And when Santa is waving you down, I mean, you don't question, right? You just stop and see what he wants. So they pull over, they roll down the window, Santa looks in, looks directly at the two small children and says, "There you are. Now I'm going to know where to deliver your presents." And the kids were thrilled, and they said, "We're at this hotel, and this is the room number." And Santa smiled, and he said, "My elves are on it, and you can expect a Merry Christmas." And this father went on to say how that small gesture by Santa made such a difference for his kids. And he said, "I've reflected on it over the years, and I'm sure it was the out-of-state license plate and the luggage attached to the top of our vehicle that tipped Santa off that our kids needed some reassurance that he would be able to find them." One of the things I always love during the Christmas season is the fact that everybody around you seems to be a little bit more focused on peace on earth, and they go out of their way to do the small and simple things that end up making a really big difference for a lot of people. Speaking of making a difference, we are holding our sleeping bag and blanket donation drive. You guys, the need is very high. All of these donations will go to the Idaho Falls Rescue Mission. I wish there were room in the shelters for everyone who needs sheltering from the harsh weather, but unfortunately, there is just not enough room. So the Idaho Falls Rescue Mission gives people a blanket and a sleeping bag and a little bit of food to help them survive the harsh conditions. You can drop those donations. They don't have to be brand new. Gently used is great. Off right here at the Rich Media Headquarters, 1406 Commerce Way. Our friends at Club Apple are also accepting donations for us in Idaho Falls. And then we've got you covered in Pocatello as well. You can drop donations off there at Teton Honda. So a big thank you to Teton Honda and Club Apple for stepping up to help us expand the reach of this donation drive. The holidays are a time where people really are looking for those opportunities to give back. A lot of times families have traditions built around doing some type of a service project, and this is something that is going to be pretty easy to do, and you can know in your heart that it's making a difference. I received a really great call today from Marilyn, and she said, I have got a bunch of really nice fleece blankets for you. And so she is going to be bringing those by. Let me just say thank you to all of you for stepping up and helping out. I want to go ahead right now and play one of my favorite Christmas songs. You've heard me talk about these lyrics often. It's the question I'm asking. 8 is what's on your grown-up Christmas list? And after this song, then our sister station, Star 98, is going to jump into the equation and answer that very question.
Hey, it's Phoenix Cannon here from Star 98, and I wanted to talk about my grown-up Christmas list this year specifically. I do love giving gifts. That's one of my love languages. I love giving gifts to people, so I look forward to Christmas, but it's difficult because other people don't love doing the same, and so it's not that I feel sad if I don't receive gifts from, like, my family. I always host my family over, but I feel almost bad giving gifts if they are not able to return the favor. So we're all in different financial situations and different parts of our lives. And so sometimes I feel bad giving a gift if they feel like, oh, I can't give one back. But I love giving gifts, so I don't want to not do that tradition. So I had this idea this year to create my grown-up Christmas list. And it actually is a Christmas list where I told my family, I'm going to give you a gift. When you come over to my house, there will be a gift under the tree for you. But if you want to give a gift back to me, I'm going to have a list of services that I need help with that I think you could help me with specifically. So I'm coming up with a list for each of my siblings, for my parents, and different people of things that if they want to gift me as service and time, that would really help me. Because for me, there's things that I want. I could always come up with a list of wants, but one of my biggest needs is time. I just need some time back. I would love to have more time with my family, have more time with my spouse, have more time to myself, have more time to get things done. So I came up with things like, you know, family photos. That's one thing that I can outsource. And my sister's a photographer. So if she could take my family pictures, I don't have to like go travel down to my photographer for that. That would save me a lot of time and something that I can use and something I can cherish. I've also thought of things like my mom. I would love her to read stories to my son and record them. So I have a recording studio, obviously, and I would love for her to share those memories with my son. I've also come up with things like babysitting overnight, so my husband and I can go off and do something fun if one of my siblings wants to watch the kids overnight. And also just like help around the house, things like sorting files or things that I just never get to, like clearing out junk mail. Like that could be something that I would love to receive as a gift. So I'm kind of excited to see if anyone takes on any of the daunting tasks on my grown-up Christmas list this year.